And now for something completely different, an intro by the great Ken Paplowski at the Siletz Bay Music Festival. Today I have the pleasure of speaking to Luann Schooler, who is the director of New Play Development and Dramaturgy at Artist Repertory Theater. She's been here for almost, or actually just over a year. And there is a program at Artist Rep that is really exciting. It's called the Oregon Play Prize. And that was really the reason why I wanted to talk to you today and to let people hear more about what's happening at Artist Rep with the Oregon Play Prize. Can you describe the program to everybody?
Yes. The Oregon Play Prize is one piece of our new play development program, and that whole program is called Table Room Stage. And we named it that because it's sort of the three levels that a project might come into being. Sometimes they just take place around a table, sometimes they need actors in a room working on something, and then obviously sometimes they go on stage. Mm-hmm. So the Oregon Play Prize is, it is an award to an Oregon writer or a writer who has deep Oregon roots, even if they're not currently residing here, for a new play. And the prize is a $10,000 commission and a guarantee of production in one of our seasons of this play. So we had an open submission period, which was from the beginning of November through the end of January this past winter, and we received 131 scripts from writers all over Oregon. I think there were 27 communities in Oregon represented, and then we had a few plays that were from people who had lived here for many years but now lived in Washington or were away at school but planned to come back. So people who really arguably did have good ties to Oregon. Mm-hmm. So we put together a collection of 23 volunteer readers who were terrific. All of those first 131 plays were read by at least two readers in the first round, and out of that came 33 plays which were advanced to the second round. Then those 33 plays went out to readers again, and this time each play was read by at least four people. And then they were evaluated on originality, the freshness of the language, the strength of the dramatic structure, the theatricality of it.
I think it's great to mention also, this is all anonymous, there's no name associated with any of these scripts, which I thought was, you know, a wonderful part of the process.
Yeah, and that's important too, because we wanted to sort of give everybody the same chance, mm-hmm. so that it was really, the plays were being evaluated on the plays and not, oh, I know this guy, he writes a great play, mm-hmm. you know. So it, especially because we know a bunch of the writers here, but we don't know everybody. Mm-hmm. And so it was really very important to us that, you know, somebody who lives in Hermiston might have the same chance as a writer that we've worked with in the past. Mm-hmm. So we had people submit just using only their phone number as an identifier. And so none of the readers ever knew anything about who wrote it. In a few cases, we had situations where there was a known relationship, where somebody was, you know, an ex-wife of, or, you know, some relative.
Someone had read the play at some other point in another process.
Yeah, knew it from something else. And if there was a conflict of interest, then that person did not evaluate that play. Mm-hmm. If somebody had just seen a play at a reading during Fertile Ground, that's fine. They can still evaluate the play. Mm-hmm. But if their best friend wrote it, they should not be evaluating. Mm-hmm. So through that blind process, we feel that it was really the work being evaluated and not somebody's reputation. Mm-hmm. So out of those 33 plays, three will be selected to go to the final round. And this is a piece of the process that I think is really exciting, is that we are putting up on our website, from each of the three finalists, there will be a 5-page sample dialogue, a description of the project by the playwright, and a sort of a bio of the playwright, but still kind of anonymous. So it could say, this person won the Oregon Book Prize, or this is this person's first play, or something, but still not a name. And so that information will go on our website, on the Table Room Stage, Oregon Play Prize site, and people will be allowed to vote to select the one of those three that they most want to see produced.
Oh, that's really exciting.
I know. I think we're the first company in the States to involve the community in selecting a commission. So it just hasn't been done before. But our hope is that people will get excited about these projects earlier and follow the development of the project. And then when we do produce the play, that people will already be excited about it and know about it and have some sense of what it is and feel that they had a hand in getting it there.
Right, and especially in various groups looking to see their stories on stage, that if they're able to vote and then express to their friends, wow, this play tells a story about us or about you or about this, that, you know, what a great way to get people interested and involved.
Yeah, it really does open up the possibility for, exactly as you say, for people to go, come on, get on this team. Let's help get this piece produced. And I think it will also be really informative to us here in the theater, which pieces, you know, are really electrifying.
Right, excite people.
And which, you know, there could be one of the three that we go, oh, this is a terrific piece. But maybe the community doesn't respond to it in the same way.
Right.
Who knows?
Democracy, it's crazy.
It is a crazy system.
It is indeed. And as we know, education is at the fore. You hope that people will read things and then respond to it.
Yeah. So we're very excited. And then that people will be able to vote through the summer for their choice, and we hope to announce the winning play right about this time that Trevor opens this fall,
which is the first play of the season.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah. So it's we're very excited to see how it all comes out.
Well, it's been a real joy to be a resident artist at Artist Rep since your tenure's begun, you know, a little over a year ago, because of your incredible enthusiasm and expertise in bringing new voices to Artist Rep. And I know you were just recently at Berkeley Rep, kind of exploring their programming. And I know you had mentioned that it's called Ground Floor, the program that they are using there. And you were kind of taking a look and seeing what works for them and how we can maybe do some of those things here.
Yeah, it's a very interesting project because it's really an incubator for baby work. And they do a summer residency program where artists can propose different projects. Some of them, like one of the projects I saw, was by a poet who wanted to work with a visual artist and a composer to see if they could make something. So there's more traditional playwrights. There's people who just have kind of a crazy idea that if they could just have a week to work in a room and just dedicate themselves to this, what could they make? And so the Ground Floor really serves to just give people time and space and some limited tech support. So it's kind of like summer camp.
And does it all California-based artists, or does it have a non-geographic
I think it's non-geographic. I think they're from all over the country. And one of the directors came in from London for this thing. But it's a very interesting form because in trying to think of how we can best support writers, there's kind of the way that we've done things for years and years. It is kind of a rigid system. And kind of a cookie cutter system. Commissions, you know, we'll give you some money, you give us a first draft, we'll do a workshop, you give us a second draft, we'll decide whether to produce it or not.
Right, and the channels that these types of artists move through, it seems as though it's somewhat geared toward a certain person who goes through a certain system to get there, which pushes other people who are also equally talented artists who don't play that game out of the system.
Yeah, it does do that. And I think
or
that
can.
it it's very reliant on personal connection and networks and that. And it's just, there's more, I think there are more interesting ways to start working, especially as theater and sort of the visual arts and music and dance, that all of those things used to be really quite discrete forms, and now we're finding that, oh, it's really fun to mix those together in a big muddly pot.
Right.
And you can make some incredible things.
Very, with such depth.
That don't have a script to begin with.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just did an interview with Paul King and Walter Jaffe at Whitebird, and
right.
they are incubating that type of work and have been, you know, not only bringing international troops of renown to our city, but then also nurturing groups that are in this city and without as well,
right?
In to have the opportunity to create new work and take people to New York, Northwest Dance Project, and they're very interested in that type of stuff, and it feels
right.
great to see that kind of work being nurtured.
And what would happen if Artist Rep and Whitebird could pair up on a little lab thing and say, here's a really interesting choreographer, here's a person with a story. What happens?
Right. And it's that type of trust and risk taking that can build really powerful, deep work.
Right. And really imaginative work.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sometimes this work is institutionally challenging because you don't know what you're investing in because it's such a new idea, and it's possible that something wonderful will come out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's possible that all the workshop will tell you is these five ideas did not work.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, you haven't found the one that did work, but you know these didn't.
And I find it so exciting, and I think Oregon Play Prize and also what we're talking about speaks to it. And that is, we as artists have the opportunity to show our community how a creative process works, which is also spills out into the world of everyone's life,
yes,
in how we can take risks, be with other people, explore new ideas, be open, and then be okay with things having the result that we had hoped, having a different result, and then just information moving
yes.
on, and not a lot of judgment.
Yeah. Well, we're culturally so oriented toward success,
product,
mm-hmm. and success,
mm-hmm.
and anything that falls outside of those two things is not worthwhile. But in our little hearts, we don't work that way.
Mm-mm.
And we have to try things, and we have to, you know, nurture little tiny seedlings and see if there's something wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we have to say, I want a visual artist, I want a street artist, and I want to put a composer, and I have this little idea for a story. What happens if you mix those three?
Right.
So the ground floor is a very exciting, very innovative lab for that kind of work. And I went there to talk with them, and also because that's where I was before I was here, but to see how we can take pieces of that idea and do it here as part of Table Room Stage.
Mm-hmm.
Table Room Stage, I'm very, very happy to say that a year into its existence, we have four writers under commission, which are Yusuf El-Gindi with The Talented Ones, which we're producing in the coming season.
Very exciting.
Very exciting. Andrea Stolowitz is doing a piece that is currently called Refugee Radio for us.
And she's a resident artist.
A resident artist. Linda Alper, another resident artist, is doing a piece called The Only Place Left, about the Shanghai ghetto and Jews fleeing the Holocaust who moved to Shanghai in the 40s, and particularly a young girl. It's kind of a coming-of-age story for a young girl. So she's doing that. And then Larissa Fasthorse, who's a Native American writer that I worked with on another project, is doing a piece called The Thanksgiving Play for us. So we have those four writers. Those projects are in various stages of development at the moment. And we have the Oregon Play Prize, which we've talked about and is coming to a head here soon. And then we are also in conversation with several other writers about projects to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really excited that we're so well represented by women and that we have several writers of color.
Mm-hmm.
We actually sort of joked, Damaso and I have joked that, you know, I guess at some point we're going to have to get a white guy writer in here, because otherwise we're really excluding a large part of the population.
Oh boy, that's another whole podcast conversation, right?
Yeah, yeah, it's just...
It's a good one.
It's a good one. Right. And we're not against white guys who write plays, but there's just all these other wonderful writers that it's kind of thrilling to have come and see our theater and talk with them about projects and have them write something that's right for us and this community that they're excited about.
Oh, yes. It's absolutely fantastic. Yeah. And I wanted to also put forward to people who think this conversation is fascinating, that Table Room Stage has a blog as well, and and also people from the non-theatrical community have had the opportunity to come and sit in on first reads and come in and watch the process. And if you're interested in that, you could probably reach Luann at Artist Rep and put your name in the hat.
Yeah, it's a fun little project that we have. It's called Fresh Eyes, and on three shows last season, and I think three or four shows this coming season, we get like 3 to 5 people who maybe they know something about theater, maybe they know nothing about theater, but they come in to 4 different rehearsals, like the first read through, and then a week later, and then a week later, then tech, and then the preview, and kind of watch as a play develops. And they get to see what that process is and how detailed and how much work it is actually to put together a play. It looks like magic, but in actuality, there's a lot of discussions about, does the spoon go here or does the spoon go here? Well, if I put it down with my left hand, will you be able to get it with your right hand as easily? Because I have to do this. There's a lot of that kind of conversation. But so the Fresh Eyes people, they come in and they watch these things and then they just share some of their observations, whatever those are. And we post them to the website. And it's been really interesting to see the work through these kind of civilian eyes.
I love it because I'm just a real proponent of the idea that the process of art making can transmit through all processes in all areas.
Yeah.
No matter what you do, or you know, that watching people work through challenges is what it's all about.
Yeah.
Solving problems.
Yeah.
Assessing and moving on in an open-hearted way, and I think artists are really good at that.
Yeah. We actually in The Miracle Worker this past season, we had a group of young girls who played the blind girls in the school, and one of them had some trouble at school, and just, you know, learning was hard, and you know, sitting at a desk was hard, and so she was kind of struggling, and she came into the process, and because it's a process where it is problem solving, and you know, it's very supportive and people are generous, and that's the way it works, that it works because people are generous and open-hearted and willing to try things and constructive criticism, that she kind of
blossomed.
She blossomed.
I mean, I was in that process, and so I know firsthand what you're speaking of. And I always put it in the, because I watch Project Runway sometimes with my kids, it's the Tim Gunn make it work philosophy.
Yeah.
Just make things work.
Yeah.
I love that.
You know, and this young girl really kind of, she started doing better at school, and she found a new way to be. And now she's very excited. She's going to be in another show.
Show that I'm also maybe in. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say that. We might have to edit that out.
But so, the rehearsal process is really... It is creative, and it does, as you say, leak out into life. And let's encourage that leakage.
I wish it wasn't just a leak. I wish it was a bona fide geyser.
Yeah, that would be better if we could just turn the river.
Right, on.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for talking to me. There's so many exciting things going on here, and
you.
I feel obviously incredibly happy to be, you know, on the... a part of it, really, and
I'm
happy to share.
You're an important part of it. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. So I hope that people will take a look at the artistrep.org website and take a look at Table Room Stage and see if you want to participate, and certainly vote for the Oregon Play Prize. There's a lot of ways to participate this coming up here. So Have a great day, and thanks, Luann, for talking to me.
Thank you.